Blog Talk Radio.
Big face, 100 and old 20.
Flex.
All my niggas thugging,
what?
And they in their 20s. They say 30s the new 20s. I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl. Tropic girl, you with the squad, you got options, girl.
Can he be that new guy? Violate, I shoot my train to go on and roll. Uncle Luke, we too high. Get right, I'm able. Cash money, I'm banging. Throw niggas to the bone. My Bronx niggas ain't playing. Coke boys, we grinding. To the top boy, we climbing. Goon styles, they faking. Full niggas for a trainer. Turned up on the fuck boy. They leaking on that pavement.
Pulled up, hopped out my wrist, I dug it and I'm thugging it. Richer than your husband, ex and brother them. I'm with the Grove and them. In the crank, yeah, pay 23,000 for these L rank. 15,000 big ol' ring, all I know is flex. Bodybuilder swag, I got muscle, motherfucker. Came a long way from jugging weed and serving smokers. Life will be the loca, all I know is flash. Money, I might feed me some more money. I feel like John Belushi, I might break me up so bunny. Big face, 100 and old 20. All my niggas thugging, and they in their 20s. They say 30's the new 20s, I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, you with the squad, you got options, girl. Tropic girl, she with the squad, she got options, girl.
Catch me VIP with Dirt Game, on Monday day they scrap with the loot game. Justice Gates, aka Nike, make it swish, yeah. I ain't homeless, but I'm picking downs up everywhere. Girl, shoes and chain, shining like a shooting star. 803, Mark City, Mark Star. Fuck the parking lot, we having shootouts at the bar. Brick Squad, JCE, ballin' MVP. So much haters on my dick, I thought they all was shit. Cash money with these racks, I'll take your lady. Been a hot boy, call me Weezy, Juvie, Dirt, baby, Dick's Bob.
On 3 days, still fresher than you. Start rapping and robbing what I'm destined to do. All that loud talking, better have your weapon with you. Niggas ain't jumping shit, I will bless in the crew. Be like, why not Rex on? Why not checks on? Send me an automatic 9, why not text on? See me in your hood, boy, you better respect on. Send them firefighters to your block, wet on. Robbing him or robbing, fuck a conversation. Fucking nigga bitch, damn my occupation. Think I'm Puerto Rican, hair napping like a Haitian. Keeping all the money, them bitches I'm replacing. This is how I do. This how a nigga shine. February shirt off like it's summertime.
Big face, 100 and old 20.
Flex.
All my niggas thugging, and they in their 20s. They say 30's the new 20s. I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, you with the squad, you got options, girl. Tropic girl,
yo, what's up, everybody out there listening in to the all-new DJ Black Season Friends Show? What's up, gang? How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's had a great weekend this past week. I hope everything is going rock-a-static with you guys, man. We're going to have a great show tonight. We got my boy Blessed on here tonight, and we also got my man Mick Gonzalo, and we got Dalo Small, man. That guy was on the Heroes of Music, man, Dalo Small, so he already knows me. He knows about what I'm about, and I know what he's about. So, hey, guys, we're going to have a great show tonight, but first of all, let me introduce my co-host, Harold the Hippie. What's up, Harold the Hippie?
Hey, man, what's going on, Caesar? Man, I'm really ecstatic, man, about this great show, man. It's going to be far out tonight, man. You got one of my hometown heroes over here in out of Baltimore, Maryland, man, the boy Bless, man. I've never got to meet him, man, but, man, I've heard some great things about him, man. And the other two guests, man, I know they're going to be off the chain, man, because these guys are handpicked by you, DJ Black Caesar.
Hey, Harold, you're a great cat, man. You're always great. I love it. We got a little static going in the background. Somebody's phone is, like, making a lot of racket out there. I need somebody to noise shut you down. Basically, I need you guys to mute out your phone if you're not talking right now. But hold on a second, guys. Hold on before you mute out your phones, because I want to get everybody introduced to the rest of the world. I want to introduce the boy, Bless. What's up, boy, Bless?
What's up? What's up, DJ Black Seas? I appreciate you having me on, big homie. How are you, man?
Yeah, man, I'm doing pretty good, my man. I hear you got a big, big following and a big, a lot of noise up there, boy, man. What's going on with you, man?
It sounds like I'm in the Windy City right now. No, but I'm doing good, man. I'm blessed, no pun intended. You know what I mean? I'm out here grinding from Baltimore to your hood, hopefully soon. So we just been staying consistent with the music, man, and giving the people something that they can appreciate, and it's starting to translate into followers, you know?
Right. Oi,
hold
on. I hear
Harold.
That's your phone,
Harold,
making all that noise.
No, man, that's not mine, Caesar. That's somebody else's,
yeah.
Man. It sounds like
you're scratching,
man.
Hey, Harold, I just muted out your phone, and the noise went away. Then when I turned it back on, the noise came back. So it is your phone, Harold. I know you're not really knowing what's going on, but see, I got a mic that I control your mic right here, and hold on for a second. Oh, he's right. That's not his phone. Hey, let me get to the bottom of that phone right there. Let me find out whose phone it is. Hold on one second.
Sounds like somebody's eating a bag of potato chips, man.
Hey, Harold, I just found out who it is. It's 307. Who is 307? Oh, that's Taylor Small's phone, man. Okay.
Oh, man, what you got, a prepaid?
Hey, Daylo, check it out, bro. Hey, you know what? Since your phone is on, why don't you come front and center and tell everybody who you are, man? Daylo Small. Hey, Daylo, turn your phone back off mute, man. Turn your phone off. Now, introduce yourself, brother.
Wow, man, I'm getting freaked out, man.
Hey, Harold, don't get scared. Hold on one second, Harold. Don't get scared. Gonzalez, are you out there, brother?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, we're welcome to have you, brother. Tell everybody what your name is, man, and what you do.
What's that?
Tell everyone your name and what you do, brother. Wow, we just dropped this call. Wow. You guys are really clowning on me tonight, man.
Yeah, it's Caesar, man. Why are you doing interviews from the state penitentiary, man? We got a real artist, man. What's going on?
Okay, Harold.
Bless still on the air, so we're going to hold it down. I know they're going to call back in a minute, so
what's
going on?
Hey, hold on, boy, Bless. Hold on one second, man. Let me call him right quick. Hold on. I'm going to settle you up real quick, man. Hold on one second, brother.
Hey, Seas, man, let me go ahead and start interviewing this guy, man. I'm excited, man.
Hey, don't get too excited, Harold. Don't get too above yourself. Hold on one second, Harold. You know how the show works. Gonzalo, are you back?
Yeah, sorry. My sister just called in and something happened. But, thanks for having me.
Okay, brother, we're glad to have you, man. So tell everybody what you do, man.
All right, well, last year I've been working on this website called livecypher.com. Basically gives you the chance to have like live rap battles in real-time audio and video with live audience watching. You know, people at the end vote, you have a profile. It's doing great. We actually have some new features coming out next day or two. Probably have them live next week. And we're having, weekly tournaments. We're going to do prizes. We have some new t-shirts we just got made to limited edition. We're going to give out to the winners. So, get a chance, go check us out. I'll rap all day long, whenever you want.
Most definitely, most definitely. Well, hey, you know what, brother? I think what we could do is we can, like, tie that, your show in with this show right here, and we'll let everybody know what's going on week to week, and maybe we'll have you back come in here so you can let us know what's going on with the winners and stuff like that. How about that?
That'd be awesome, definitely. I'll definitely be there.
All right, all right. Hey, guy, let me see if Dalo out there. Dalo Smalls, is your phone working now? Dalo Smalls. Okay, I'm looking right at you, and turn your phone off mute, man. I think your phone's on mute. Hey, Dalo, why don't you do this? Why don't you hang up, and I'll call you back in a little bit, all right? How about doing that? And we'll get you in here because something's wrong with your phone right now. I can't hear anything, and I'm about to shut your mic off completely. Okay. I just shut him down completely. Okay, guys, you already know what the deal is. We're going to go to a song real quick. And in the meanwhile, we're going to be dialing up my boy to see if we can get him back on the phone line, see what's going on with his phone, because he's having all kinds of trouble tonight. So we don't want anybody having trouble. You already know that. Well, let's go to somebody with him. I'm sorry. Okay, check it out, guys. Just hold your peace a little bit, and I see you callers out there. I see you guys got your hands up, some of you guys, and some of you don't. Now, the way the show works, if you have a question, just push one of your dial pad. Once you dial 646-716-5971, that's the call-in number. Call in, talk to the artist, talk to the host. Let's find out what's going on with these guys. 646-716-5971. 5971. Let's see what's up with DC and his phone right quick.
Are you there? And you're a specialist, correct?
That's
correct. Okay, now the problem is I caught an infection in one of my testicles and it actually swelled up to the size of a grapefruit. Now the problem is one of my testicles is the size of a plum and the other one is the size of a grapefruit, and what's going on is every time I urinate, I'm actually urinating on one of my testicles, so we need to correct this problem.
Yes,
what do you suggest to do?
Yes,
to what my pants?
Yes.
Yes, what do you mean? Okay, the problem is that I'm urinating on one of my testicles.
Uh-huh.
I might need a catheter. Can you guys send me the catheter?
Dizzy Disaster. Dungeon Master. Dirty Clansman. I hear a lot of niggas saying that they be hating me. It's okay to me, cause I'ma keep making it that money. I hear a lot of niggas saying that they gon' be spraying me, but I stay with G, and we gon' keep making this money.
Yo, hey yo, keep on making this money, live it up through the struggle, persevere and stay in your hustle. I treat my life like a puzzle, one piece at a time, and that's the whole damn reason I rhyme. About the grind, the top is where I'ma climb. Why these haters keep hating, cause I stay on their mind, but in my face they won't say nothing, they act like it's fine. Solid and swine, they try to be down all the time. I'm like, chill dog, you should read between the lines, instead of acting like you're the man when you ain't even signed. Hip-hop comes from my soul, it's too hard to define. I do it for the ones that show love and helping me shine. All these young bucks nowadays is musically blind. Talking about slanging a banging dime and doing crime. See, there's a lot of y'all making moves, but nothing like mine. I'ma keep making money till I'm past my prime, let's get it.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they be hating me, but it's okay to me, cause I'ma keep making that money. I hear a lot of niggas saying that they gon' be spraying me, but I stay with G, and we gon' keep making this money.
I'm the dark to the light, the wrong to the right, the shining star to your gloomy night. War paint cover face, feel fright, tenderloin moist and tight, apple head, get it despite. I despise characters, doodle on sight, tissue in your garment, Fannie Mae can't wipe, follow the slang.
bang out tracks, all types. Competition, stomach, ain't settled. Drink the weed tea and brandy straight from the kettle. Y'all dudes be mini green, like Gecko. Told you before I let go, empty the pockets, cash flow. Make way for Mr. Burn the L slow. What y'all dudes don't know, y'all rather be Pimp Hostro. From BK Revenges, got pissed to blow. The only thing that raised my bell be dough.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they be hating me. It's okay to me,
but it's okay to me,
cause I'ma keep making that money,
that money.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they gon' be spraying me,
they gon' be spraying me,
but I stay with G,
but I stay with G,
and we gon' keep making this money. I hear a lot of niggas saying that they be hating me,
they be hating me,
but it's okay to me,
but it's okay to me,
cause I'ma keep making this money,
that money.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they gon' be spraying me,
they gon' be spraying me,
but I stay with G,
but I stay with G,
and we gon' keep making this money.
A national thing, so I appreciate you having me on a national level. Yeah, you feel me?
I didn't know you were in Baltimore, man. I thought you were in New York City.
No, I'm in Baltimore.
Okay. Hey, I had the pleasure of being with you on a Nerve DJ conference call one time. I think you were on there, what was it, last week or the week before last? I think you were on there.
Yeah, about two, three weeks ago.
Okay. Now, I got a question for you. I'm a Nerve DJ, and I know all the Nerve DJs are probably listening in right now, and I know you had a fantastic interview, but this show is a little bit different because I got Harold the Hippie, Willie the Redneck, Miss Ma'am, and Gerald the Junkie. None of those guys are here, which to say right now. And Harold the Hippie's always holding me down. He's like here every week holding me down. But the rest of them, they just think they
smoking
can come to hear whatever.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, Harold's my man, dude. Harold's always taking care of me, man. But you did a wonderful interview, and you got some good music, man. So tell me a little bit about your music. How'd you get started in the game?
Yeah. I come from a background of hip-hop, you know what I mean, in a family full of DJs, breakdancers, and all that from back in the day. So being a little kid at the time, it was kind of just second nature to graduate, you know what I'm saying, from the B-boy to the breakdance and to eventually getting to the point where poetry been in my life forever. So, you know what I mean? Regardless of the trials and anything you go through, right? So whether it's work, it's the streets, it's whatever you go through, music always been there for me. So it's kind of an organic thing. You know what I mean? My start come from just picking up a pen and pad and being around a bunch of people
okay.
who are artists, you know what I mean, growing up around artists.
Right.
So it was really nothing. It was kind of second nature. Not even expected to be my profession, but the people was failing me, so, you know, it's just a progressive state right now. It's like, all right, each joint get better. Each time I drop something, get better. And it's opened up doors for me, you know?
That's what's up. Now, I heard you say joint. Harold, did you get nervous, Harold? Are you shaking right now, Harold?
Man, you know, I just got to relax.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Wow. Okay. I don't know, that must be something with you, man. That's not me. Yeah, I think that was Dalo Small's phone or something. Anyway, there's three things
that I really like when they come out of Baltimore, man. And my first, man, is the movie The Wire, man. That is, like, one of my favorite movies, man. And, you know, second off, man, is the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, man. If you haven't been there, man, you got to go check it out, man. And the third thing I really like and foremost, man, is this guy you got on the radio right now, man, the boy Blessed, man. This guy's a rocker, man. He's far out, man. He's got some great things going on, man, and he's holding down Baltimore, man.
Hey, Harold, for some reason, I think I ran into Harold at one of these clubs before, man. He might have been a hippie that was in the corner that was blowing when I was on stage doing my thing, man.
I got a good feeling I was in it.
I got one of these shirts, man. I don't got any kidding. I was like, hey, Bless, man. Can I get you to give me a tie-dye the blue Bless shirt? And you're like, I'll think about it, man. But yeah, definitely, man.
Hey, Bless, Harold really talks about you a lot, man. I mean, he's told me about you on several different occasions. We talked about you, not just because you were, I guess because you're one of his guys, because he's been telling about you, man. He's been telling me about getting an interview with you. So he's been putting you out there, man. And you did the A&R Review magazine for him, and that was great. I heard you were in the A&R magazine over there. How'd that go for you?
The interview was great. I just wrapped up the interview about 2 weeks ago, and coming out in January. It'll be out in January. That's the first opportunity for me to make a cover of a mag, man. So it was good. It gave me a chance to really explain,
this Baltimore culture to the people. You're right. I'm sorry, my brother. I didn't put you out the right way. You are on the front cover of the A&R Review magazine. You're doing it pretty big, my brother.
Yeah, I'm a humble cat, but we really moving up here. You know what I mean? Like I said, you could see me in your neck of the woods very soon, man. We pushing out, man. We got a great single called Leaning that we doing. I'm in the middle of my Thanks in Advance campaign for the Baltimore City Youth right now, and we gonna turn this thing up come the first of the year and really get people hip to what's going on, man.
Well, look, my brother, since Harold is your greatest fan out there, I'm going to let Harold talk to you a little bit, man. You chop it up with Harold, and I'll chop it up with you a little later on, man. So, Harold, what's up,
man?
I'm just here chilling, man, checking out the show, man, just loving the vibe, man. I'm totally vibing, man. Hey, the boy Bless, man, can you tell us where you got that name from, man? That's like unique, man. Nobody has that name, man.
Yeah, man. The acronym is stand for Baltimore Lives every time Steve speaks to him. You know what I'm saying? That's the acronym for it. But, you know what I mean, coming up, it was lucky that I survived some of the things I've been through. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was from the streets to the military to the churches to the grind every day, like, you know what I mean? But I knew it wasn't luck. It was because I was blessed. But the acronym definitely stands for Baltimore Lives every time Steve speaks to him. You know what I'm saying? So that right there is just is a combination of my life. Like every time I talk, I get to put my city on. I get to put somebody else on. I get to tell you a story, a true life story of what's going on. So that's why I consider myself the lyrical leader of the lost breed. You feel me? I'm speaking for a generation of people that's out here grinding. So I'm gonna give you the good, bad, and ugly. We're gonna have fun at the same time, but as always, I got a message somewhere hidden in what I'm doing. So. That's kind of Bless in a nutshell, you feel me? But I can go with any of them when it comes to lyricism. So, you know, I feel like right now with the successes of the Kendricks and the J. Coles and some of the artists like that where they captivate on both sides with lyricism and having the ability to appeal to the masses is a great timing for the boy Bless.
Nice, man. That's far out, man. Now, I wanted to ask you, man, you've been in the game for how long?
shoot, going on 10 years now, often, you know what I'm saying, like running my own thing for the past decade. I've got probably close to, 12 to 15 projects out, mixtapes, and I got 3 albums, and I'm working on my first feature film right now as well, which will be out next year. So we doing a lot over here, man. I ain't just a rapper, man. I'm really representing Rain Music as a brand, and we doing some big things for not just my people, but on the national level for my city.
Nice, man. Now, out of those 10 years, man, who have you been blessed to be on stage with as far as, like, majors?
Well, I mean, you know, I actually got a show coming up with the young boy Chris Webby here in Baltimore on the 10th. But aside from that, you know, Pastor Troy, Yo Gotti, what's my man, Flo Rida, did a joint with, you know, some legendary dudes from New York before with the Lost Boys, Mr. Cheeks, worked with some of the major producers that represented them, as well as Jay-Z and the new Mr. Fingers and Warner Brothers. So we're doing some writing for a lot of people on the low, and had an opportunity to work with some great artists in the past that really schooled me to the game, you know what I'm saying, really put me on with how the game go, and just be humble and stay grinding and make it, you know what I mean, each verse matters. Each time you put something together, each step, you know what I mean, it got to be better than your last one. That keep the hunger going. That's going to keep you getting up where you need to be at, you know.
Nice, man. Now, as far as, like, the old school artists and stuff, man, who did you look up to? And, you know, who could we, you know, see you actually being on the stage with, man? Like, what was your dream about who you wanted to be on stage with, man?
Oh, if I could get we had the whole arena locked down, and I could bring in 2 to 3 acts, it would definitely be I'm going to give you one from each coast just to make it real, real hot. I'm going to take Nas from New York. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take Nas from the East Coast. You know what I mean? I'll probably go out there. Rest in peace to Pac. It's Pac gone, but I would have got Pac. But you can't get him. So just because that's my dog, I'm going to have to go get Snoop from out Cali. You know what I'm saying? Even though I grew up and was a big fan of, like, my peoples grew up with the Ice Cube and N.W.A. and some of that. But and if I got to go south, I'm going Outkast. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan of Outkast. I've always been a fan of Andre 3000 and Big Boy. So if I could put that in one Coliseum with me, then, yeah, that's now we partying.
Nice, man. Now, if we were to show up at your house right now, man, and go out to your car, what would you have in your CD collection in your car, man, that you bump to?
What I'm bumping right now is a project called Miracle that my manager told me don't put out, that I've been working on. So right now on my deck, you're going to hear a whole bunch of instrumentals, you know what I'm saying, because I'm in my mood of doing what I do. There's a few DMV artists I bump to as well you might catch in there. And just on the mainstream level right now, like when you creating as an artist, you don't get caught up in what's going on because you want to stay authentic to your music. So you're going to find a lot of Bless, a lot of Dame Capers, a lot of Smalls the Grinch, a lot of the Rain music in my car, you feel me?
Nice, man. That's great, man. Now, you know, everything said and done, man, it's like you got all these projects going on. What are we looking for in the future from the Sport Blessed?
You're gonna get to see, like, quality music from the Baltimore state of mind like no other. You know what I'm saying? Like, you mentioned earlier, Harold, I know you were smoking, but I know the way it came through while you was hitting that L, it came through right. The Wire is one of my favorite series, or, you know what I mean, The Harbor, you know what I'm saying? Like, people start to know our city on a national scale from the crime, the negativity, you know what I'm saying? But there's also a bunch of positive going on here, you feel me? So with the ability to project that in my music, give you both sides of all of that on an industry level, industry quality level, as good as anybody else can give you in this world, you're going to hear the boy blessing Baltimore City like never before.
Nice, man. Now, I know that there's a lot of lady listeners out here tonight, and we also have a model that we work with out of the Baltimore area called Baltimore Storm, man. So I wanted to ask you a little personal question, man. Now, the ladies that are listening, man, is there a Mrs. The Boy Blaster? What's going on, man?
Yeah, definitely a missus in my backbone. I got a backbone. You know what I'm saying? I got a backbone. I got a couple backbones. So just tell the ladies, look me up, and we still can get up. You feel me? But I definitely got a backbone. Somebody that hold me down from the get-go, always been in my corner. So I'm riding like that. You know what I'm saying? But that don't stop the ladies from loving Kool Bless.
Oh, wow, man. I know that's right, man. Now, you have this show. Can you tell everybody the show that's coming up you got going on in December, man?
Yeah. This is Tuesday coming up. Myself, DJ Five Star, the General from Baltimore, we are performing live about 7:30 at Baltimore Soundstage. That's down on Marketplace, right across from Power Plant Live in the Harbor area, Baltimore Harbor area. If you're not familiar, myself along with E1 Music's own Chris Webby, who's on his tour right now, the homegrown tour they got going on. So I got the opportunity to partner with him when he came in Baltimore City. So we gonna really shut it down for the city with this one. I know he's from Connecticut, so this giving us the opportunity to bridge a few states. You feel me?
Nice, man. Now, how much does it cost to get into the event, man?
If you get at us right now, this is a better time to get at us, and we're going to have this posted online. You can check it out at theboybless.com or go to my Facebook. $16.50 are the tickets in advance. You can get them right now. Or you can go to soundstage.com if you're not local when you're coming in town and you don't have personal access to me. But it's $16.50. For the tickets, or it's $19.80 at the door. Don't ask me why they got the number so crazy and they ain't just do $17 and $20, but $16.50 and $19.80 at the door.
Nice, man. I'm feeling that, man. I wish I could make it, man, but I don't have transportation, man. I got to ride my 10-speed bike around, man. And where I'm at, man, I'm down here in D.C. It probably take me 5 days to get there where you're at, man.
Yeah, especially with that ganja you smoking, man. I mean, you be in a row around the block 10 times thinking you here. You in the same circle.
Yeah, man, it's rough, man. My brother, man, he's like, yo, man, I hope he calls in soon, man, because you got to check him out, man. He's even crazier, man. But, oh, man, it's just such a blessing, man, to have you on the show, man. You got some social networks and stuff, man, that you can give out for everybody?
Yeah, man, just give me a favor. Just tell everybody to go to Google, right, or just go to directly to my website. And it's The Boy, spelled regular, and it's Blessed, man. It's BLESST.com, BLESST, The Boy Blessed. You can find me on YouTube, Reverb Nation, Facebook, Twitter, IG, you know, every network out there, you're going to get my name the same way on all of them, and you'll be able to, you know, kind of follow what we're doing and become a part of this rain gang.
Nice, man. Now, are you representing the east side or the west side of Baltimore?
I represent Baltimore, man. What are you talking about, man? I represent Baltimore. I live in West, born and raised in West, and went to school in East Baltimore. So I represent the entire city and my whole family from South Baltimore. You feel me? So I don't even pick a side. I'm from West Side Emerson Village, but I don't pick a side. The minute you leave the Baltimore walls, people don't care if you're from East or West. They just care about you from Baltimore and you make great music, and that's what I'm here to put on for them.
Nice,
you feel me,
Harold?
Pass that joint. Pass that joint.
Oh, you know it, man. That's incredible, man. What a great interview, man. Now, Caesar, man, do we have some of his songs that we're going to play?
Yeah, but Harold, you're taking the show up, man. Now you're sort of telling me to play some music right now. You want me to play a song right now? Hey, Blitz.
I mean, whatever
called,
you want to do, man. I either want to hear his song or I want to hear your song, man.
Hey, Bless. You got a song called Leaning. Can you tell me a little about that song before
we
play?
Yeah, man. Yeah, produced by Banger Bill right here out of Baltimore. Leaning is one of the featured tracks from my new DVD and project coming out, titled Undeniable, that we'll be dropping early next year. So, I mean, you're one of the first to get it, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to present Leaning right here on the all-new, you know what I mean, DJ Black Season Friends radio show.
Wow. Thanks a lot, brother. Hey, I ain't going to ask you for a world premiere. You already did it, man. Damn. Guys, check it out. My boy Bless right here going to come on with this new song called Leading. Check it out, guys.
Lean. Lean it. Me took my hat on the shop.
Lean it.
Come on.
Lean it. Nah, I've been laying it. You know how I've been laying it. I got my hat. Meaning. You know I be leaning. My leaning got him fiending. Fiending for me to freak her. I freak her until she's screaming. Screening out all the leaks. The leaks want my per diem. Persuading me for my paper. But play it. I run arenas. Won't you go hide in the bleachers? Or find a secret session status full of secrets. Been plenty of weakness. Overdose or overdose. No control in my composure. Go for broke or broker deals to keep the money overflowing. Pockets popping up like boat tops. Make the boat rock. And when the flow drop, I guarantee the gross drop. Thick flavor, sweet enough for her to savor. Christian Grey and slave of a hope I can't save ya. You know how I be laying it. Yeah, you know how I be laying it. Yeah, high time in the city, bumping fucking Comodina. Ain't day smoking loud. I mean it. Yeah, you know how I be laying it. Yeah, you know how I be laying it. Yeah. In the city, bumpin' funky over dinner. Days smoking lots, but meaner. Nah, I be leaning with the heaters. True love to bust they needers. Been going bustin' Katrina. My bustin' flooded the region. The region is now my kingdom. If you're coming, sugar, cause we about to lead them. You can call me Ronald Reagan or Reagan, but I'm raining. That's my label with my legions. Now baby, your procedure ought to be to drop down, then pick it back up, then baby back up like a Mack truck. Shimmy on the stick, coordinated like a teamer. Probably cause the flow illegal. I compete in these containers. Stay dirty in these cars. If you're mall with me, baby, I Regina steam a carpet, clean you up and make you famous. Cause you know how I be leaning. You know how I be leaning. Hot times in the city, bumping funky cold Medina. Every day smoking live. I mean, you know how I be leaning. Yeah, you know how I be leaning. Yeah. In the city, bumpin' funky, cold Medina. Ain't deep, smokin' live. I mean it. Nah, I be leanin', like I mean it. Meant it when I did it. Did it cause I does it. Like no other bumpy. Frigid when I kick it open. Oven when I'm stuffin'. Hot as humpin'. Undercover, sweat it out. I'm something special. Best you, get blessed too. F you, if you ain't in this SUV. We been rollin' since young Janet was controlling. Now my potent pride, I got, I still get wet. The alien that you is. Since the sea and then I stretched it. Paper, bitch, I'm destined. Hatin' only hex. It's your F, bitch, I guess. It's just me, I'm my redeemer. Some reaper and some drink up and some blood. Suckin' cedars who just need it. Cause they love the way I'm leanin'. You know I be leanin'. Hot times in the city, bumpin' funky, cold Medina. 8 days blowin' live. Meaner. You know I be leanin'.
Banger Bill from Baltimore, man. It's City Paper's best producer a few years back. He's been doing it for years. Did some stuff for Rockefeller and Rough Riders and all them bangers. So yeah, he's been around forever, man. That's kind of like my backbone when it comes to this music, for real.
Wow.
Nice, man. That's hot, man. Hey, man, one thing I was going to tell you, man, is that, you know, you ever need somebody to host your mixtape, man, my boy DJ Black Caesar, man, he's the guy, man. He can get it out to over 10,000 DJs, man, if not more.
That sounds like the move.
I get out a lot more than that, man. Hey, if you ever need anything, just holler at me, man. We'll talk later, but I appreciate that, Harold.
Sounds
Harold's
good,
always
man.
Looking out for me, and I'm always looking out for him. Harold's a good guy, man.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Bless, I got a question.
Yeah.
we got your manager on the phone. Can I bring her forward and talk to her a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. If you got, feel free. Do your thing.
Hey, Sam, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
how you
doing, lady? I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking again. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you letting your artist come on the show tonight, man. The dude sounds like somebody
that.
I would really like to know. He sounds like a great artist, man. Sounds like he has all his I's dotted and his T's crossed. He sounds like a professional, a true professional. I'm not going to call him a professional. I'm going to call him a true professional, and I know professional people when I hear the music also.
Right, right. He definitely is one of a kind.
Yes, ma'am. Well, look, I like this guy, man. I like his style. I like his swag. And, I can't say too much for him. I feel like I know him already because I heard him on the Nerve DJ conference call, and to be on that call right there, it takes, like, wow, got to be really, really somebody to be on one of those calls. And he was on the call. I was thrilled to hear him talking, and I was like, wow. It was just great to hear the man. And Johnny O is a wonderful person. Johnny O, I represent the Nerve DJs to the fullest. So, Johnny O, what's up? Big Help, what's up? Nerve DJ salutes all you guys, man. And we got the boy Bless on the show tonight, guys.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate all the DJs, man. All the DJs out there, please. Black Seas, I'm a shoot it to you, man, but I love to get this record out to them, man. I appreciate the support and just being able to be in that call that I got pulled into Spirit of the Moment by my peoples was right on time for us, man. I appreciate the guy having enough confidence and belief in what we're doing. And sometimes that's all it takes is the right people in your corner for doors to open, man. So we since they open, we're ready to kick them off now, you know what I mean? So we need you involved as well, Black Seas. Appreciate it.
Man, well, I appreciate that, man. I'm going to tell you something. Harold has been talking about you forever, man. Harold sees something in you, man. I don't know if you see the same thing he sees, but I think Harold sees a superstar in the making. He sees an artist out there that has a lot of stability and a lot of stuff going on, and your stuff is very positive. You just said you have a lot of stuff going on. You got a TV show you're working on. So I just want to salute you, my man, and tell you you made Harold's day today by talking to you. And you made my day by coming on the show, man. We really appreciate you.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, man. Like, without y'all, this the boy Bless and Rain Music and everything I'm about don't even exist without avenues to be heard. You know what I mean? So without DJ Black Caesar, you know what I'm saying, and radio show with the friends, it doesn't happen for me. So I'm more appreciative than y'all can even No, you know what I mean? So
well,
thanks
know,
a lot,
you
man.
You know what, my brother? You know what, man? To show my homage to you, my man, I'm going to get you loaded up on 30 different radio stations throughout the week. I'll be loading up music to six different radio stations I work with myself, and then I have like a ton more that the Nerve DJs work with. I think they probably did they download one of your songs to the Nerve DJ website the other day when you were on the show?
No, they didn't, man. So I definitely want to get the lane into you. You know what I'm saying? Or if I have to submit
okay.
it, whatever way, so
yeah,
we can talk
yeah,
off
yeah,
air.
Yeah.
But yeah,
hey, you know
that's
what, man?
Move.
You know what? I see more in that than I see more going on with that song than maybe you do. But we need to talk, especially to get together one day, maybe on Monday, and I'm gonna talk to you about
okay.
some different things with that song right there to really help you get that song out there, man. I just got with an artist today, LV to Slap Me. And I'm working
mm-hmm.
with them right now at their camp. And this guy, I got his song loaded up to the Nerve DJ website. I did it about less than an hour. And less than an hour, he already had like 70 spins and 30 downloads. So he's doing real good. And I haven't been back to it since. I don't know what he has right now. So it might be even better.
Right.
But we'll get you local talk share and all that stuff, man, when we get to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you about some different projects that I'm working on right now, some different artists I'm working with right now. And it would be an honor for me to work for you. So I'm going to let you know all that. And when you work with me, you like you said, it's 10,000 DJs, but it's a bit more than that. It's like 35,000 DJs in all that you'll be working with, different coalitions. And I'll spread that information out there to you when we talk on Monday, just letting you know.
Sounds good.
Okay,
appreciate
Glenn,
it, bro.
I want you to give everybody enough your rest of your social networks again before we get into this mm-hmm. other song called Thanks in Advance. We're going to get into a song called Thanks asked by you. And first, I want you to give your social networks one more time, because when we get those, we're going to talk. All right.
All right, cool. But this thanks in advance, real quick, this thanks in advance is the featured track off of our nonprofit CD we're doing right now, which means we're raising money for Baltimore City. I partner with a DJ here in Baltimore, DJ Trelly Trell, and Shelly's Helping Hands is an organization here, and Save a Dope Boy campaign through Youth Advocate Program. There's a companies in Baltimore that I'm raising money to provide for them, to provide for my city. And the CD is called Thanks in Advance, and you can go to thanksinadvance.weebly.com, and it's $2 donation, download this CD, so in a minute you'll get to hear the theme record for that, produced by Dre Stoller. But just check me out on theboybless.com. You go there and you click all my links, you'll find me. You can download my music. I got some free stuff. I got some stuff for purchase on there. We got some interactive stuff going on in there right now. TheBoyBless.com will get you all my information, Black Seeds. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Boy Bless, I appreciate you coming through tonight. Now we're about to get in this song from you, man. Thanks in advance. Let's check it out, guys. Sit back and relax. Let's check it out.
Thanks in advance. That's right there. Thanks in advance.
For your mugs, for no love, for the empty hands.
Thanks in advance for the broken roses, for the bloody noses, for the dirty hands. For the holy shirt and for the beat up shoes and for the murky land. For the bad breaks and for the band-aid that's trying to block mine. For the growling stomach, for the empty fridge, for the pot pie. No decent leadership that'll lead us to the money train. No place else to go from here.
Okay.
So we all found a knack for the hustle lane. Bubble lane trying to stumble out of troubles lane. Most of us got a couple of things.
Alright.
I got a couple of scars. My homeboy join a law, we ain't smoking game.
I ain't tripping, I'm driven, vision fully clear when the smoke shifting pistons. Did you hear that the rope meant to lynch him? Is now you to reel in the pinching.
I told him, but pain in the listening, so I showed him. Thanks for giving me motive. Now break the bank for my soldiers.
Got something to make him yeah.
Yeah.
Make him yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks.
Got something that'll make you yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks in advance.
Thank you. Thank
no
you,
love you. For your mugs, for the empty hands.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks. I said thanks in advance.
Thank you.
For
thank
your
thank
mugs,
you.
For no love, for the empty
thank
hands.
Thank
for no
thank
roast.
You.
For no turkey.
Thank you.
For
thank
the dead boats. With no turnkey. For dropping me off in Baltimore Drive. Leaving me thirsty, trying to hurt me, trying to blow me up, but didn't burst me, trying to jerk me. That's cool, bruh. Can't you see how we the groove, bruh? Grew up with you rude, bruh. Trying to fool us, and boy, school's up, but we schooled up, so if you must know who's up. Look at my face, listen to the wire. Now hook up my bass and watch me bounce on about an ounce short. I'm round the corner from paper,
yeah.
A block away from the busters, a stone's throw from Patuxent. 16 from my destiny, it's best to be what you was meant to be. I guess to be what I was meant to be, I gotta press the street and pet rally my peace. I be thankful for all my alibis and
my hard time.
For me cliffhanging, you was thinking I was gon' fall, huh? Oh nah nah, I be swinging, hanging by thread.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't trying to make you a hit, I'm just trying to hit you in the head.
Oh, yeah.
I'm finna fix and go ahead.
Oh,
we living in the mix, we're slipping, no lead.
Wow, that was it, man. That was it on that song right there. All we got is 2 minutes and 22 seconds. That song wasn't done. I don't know why it ended like that, but that's what I was saying.
Seriously? Wow.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm saying you're missing a whole piece of the record.
Oh, wow. Are you serious, man? It was another 2 minutes and 22 seconds long.
At least a minute.
Wow.
At least a minute, but it's all good. It's a good teaser. They can get that off the they can get that off the project, man.
Okay, I got you. Okay. We're gonna get into another song with you. I gotta load it up, but we're gonna have that song downloaded right now. Give me until next week and I'm gonna have all your music in here. I think Miss Sam, I think Samantha sent me about 4 songs over. I think I'm not
really
sure,
okay.
But I'll go back and check and see because I know you got some more music. I'm going to download your music to the radio station, to my radio station tomorrow. Plus, I'm going to send it to the Nerve DJs and they'll probably download it to about 30 different radio stations. I don't know if they'll do it tomorrow, but by Monday, everything
right.
should be downloaded because Johnny O works pretty fast over there. He's a rapid worker, just like me. Just letting you know. But we will have everything downloaded on the radio by next week, Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. We'll have everything downloaded for you. And if you guys will get your music downloaded, anybody listening in right now? I have an app on TuneIn. I have an app on TuneIn, which is called DJ Black Caesar Radio. DJ Black Caesar Radio is separate. It's DJ Black, B-L-A-C-K, Caesar, C-E-Z-A, Radio. You go to your TuneIn app, type in that right there, and the radio station will pop up, and hit that little love heart, man, that little heart, because that heart will save it to your favorites. Plus, you'll be helping the radio station out, too, because it shows where you're at in the world when you do that. So, basically, you guys can help me out, and I'll help any artist out right now for free. If you want to send me a song, just send it to DJ Black Caesar Radio. I'm sorry, DJ Black Caesar at gmail.com. Send it there, DJ Black, B-L-A-C-K, Caesar, C-E-Z-A, at gmail.com. Send it there, and the subject line, put radio submission. For anybody who wants to send me any good music, anything, I don't care if it's not edited or not. I know DC does editing music. You know, you got to have edited music when you're listening to it for radio. But you guys are going on my radio station, a couple of friends that I know, we really don't care about all that. And you can get royalties from some of my friends and some of my associates. They pay royalties every 3 months. DC pays royalties every 3 months. So if you're not on his station, you need to get banging and get it going. And Blitz, I know you're on there. Blitz, I know you're on that show, right? You're on DC show right now? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I was just
okay,
just,
man.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm gonna have your music. I'm gonna have your music situated by tomorrow, man, on my station, and I'm gonna send it to a couple more stations. And I'm gonna give Johnny O about a week, and they'll have it on their station. Johnny O has a lot going on. There's only one man over there working everything, and Johnny O is that man.
No doubt.
So you guys great know what's
I'm gonna
up.
Shoot you. I'll shoot you your app information out. I'll pull it up and go ahead and blast it out and tweet it and get everybody involved and you know, on my
up.
End as well.
That's what's up, brother. That's what's up.
Hey,
Caesar.
Hey, man, DC's been trying to call in, man. You're not answering the phone, man.
Hold on for a second. Let me look in the audience and see if I see him right quick. So many people out there, I'm just not looking. Okay, DC, you can speak now. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? Glad you got my boy on the phone, man. Blessed. Good interview, man. I see you, man. You're doing big things, man. Sounded great.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, DC. Good looking on the whole thing, man. And tell your boy Harold just to watch where he's riding his bike at tonight when you talk to him, man.
Oh, man, he's crazy, man. I've been managing him for about a year and a half now, man. He hosts a bunch of shows and mixtapes, and Caesar's got him put to work, man. So, you know, doing a lot of things with these guys, man. And, you know, hey, man, I just want to tell you, man, you're really putting it on. This guy has came out to my studio, DC Productions, brought his whole camp out, man. They're really good people. This guy's really humble, man. I just listened to the two songs. Really good, man. I didn't hear any cursing, man. Most of the people that, you know, are doing hip-hop, man, they're always putting out all these CDs, man, with cursing and this and that, man. I didn't hear too much of anything like that on yours, you know. So shout out on that, man. It was nice, man.
Yeah,
appreciate it, but that's just the edited version, so don't get it twisted. I curse, but you know what I mean? But is it moderation, you feel me? Is it time and place?
I know that's right, man. Yeah, definitely, man, definitely. Now, you got Sam on the phone. Sam, how you doing? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
How you doing? How's everything going? Good?
Everything's good. We're busy working hard.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. I didn't forget about you guys, man. I've been trying to reach out to all these different radio stations, man. Hopefully Caesar can plug us in with some more blog talk, radio shows, and everything. He's very, very well connected in the music industry, man, so he can definitely look out for us, man.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's good
what's
hearing
up,
from
man.
You guys,
you.
Man. Y'all do your thing, man, and thanks, Caesar, for putting him on the show, man.
Yeah, hey, I already know. Thank you, DC, for calling in.
Absolutely, man.
Friends of man, DC. I got you, brother.
I know that's right, man. Harold, you behave, man. Hey, man, DC, calm down, man. You know me, man. I know, man. I see you, man. All right.
Hey, Harold, wow, man, your manager was on the phone. He called in for this artist right here. Wow, that's pretty special, man. He called in my boy, Bless, man. Bless is going to be real big, guys. You guys need to check him out, be on the lookout for him. Google search his name, the boy, Bless. Google search this guy, man. He's everywhere. He's up over the line. I did a Google search on him, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy's out there, guys. He's making a lot of noise in the industry. He's going to be a known name, and next year is your year, brother. You got next year on lock right now. I can tell you that right now, because guess what? You hooked up with me. You hooked up with DJ Johnny O. You hooked up with DC. You already have a feel of DC. DC, man, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun this year, brother.
Sound good, bro. I like the way that sounds.
Cool. Hey, Bless, do you got anything else you want to tell everybody before you get out of here, man, or would you like to
say
something
else? Yeah, man, I want to give a I just want to give a quick shout out to, you know what I mean, everybody that's listening, all the artists that's involved and DJs that's out there supporting the indie and helping turning this indie scene into a national, helping to make new stars every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's important for DJs, because I mean, you know, y'all without DJs and the people on the radio supporting the next up and coming acts, there is no. Whoever came up in the last 3, 4, 5 years, there is no Bless right now. You feel me? There's no, you know what I mean? Your man Gonzalez, I'm sorry if I pronounced his name wrong, but the guy on the phone that got the, you know what I'm saying, the Cypher internet show he got coming up. It's avenues like that to get us out. So shout out to y'all, man, first and foremost, man. I'm a humble cat. Just know I'm serious about what I do, and ain't too many out there touching me when I do what I do. So check me out when they get a minute. You feel me?
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you coming on today, brother. I swear, man, it was a wonderful interview with you, man. Hopefully you'll be back again. We'll get you back again. We'll talk some more. And your manager.
No doubt.
Manager,
thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming through, Samantha. We appreciate you coming through with your artist today.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, guys. Hold on.
It's your boy, Skip. And I'm with my man, DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South, the hottest DJ in the South, and Vianna, the Queen of Hip-Hop, CaesarRadio.com. And Caesar in here killing the music in the South, breaking records and interviewing people like me. Rinse due. Pay me.
Okay, guys. Vianna's not here anymore. Hey, guys, we got an all-new show right now. I started out with Vianna back in the days, and I just played that for you guys, so you guys actually used to listen to the DJ Black Caesar and Vianna show. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it for your support. But now it's the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, the all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, and we're killing the scenes right now. We got a lot of listeners out there, and we just want to represent and say thank you for everybody that's listening in. Thank you for letting those numbers go up, man. I really appreciate that. We got the hottest show going on right now. I got to deal with people like Tevin Smalley, though. But anyway, Tevin Smalley's on his network now, so, you know, I got some competition now. Well, hey, guys, I want to thank everybody that listens in and everybody that supports my show. You guys are great. And I just want to say hello to Michael Belly. What's up, dude? How you doing, Belly? Hey, Belly, get with me, man. I know you're listening in because you always represent. You're always doing something special, man. And I want you guys to check out everything I promote, because some of my promotions, they just I got a little thing going on right now where you can make money, guys. So when you see me posting this little banner, you need to go and check out the website. Click on the website. It's free. Nothing. You have to pay nothing out of your pockets, and you can make just as much money as me. So far today, I got on it, and I made like $30 right now. And $40 you cash out. You cash out at $40. It's great, man. That's great. I've been promoting like for about $30 in less than an hour, man. Oh, wow. I was on there in less than an hour. So, you know, hey, you already know DJ Black Caesar works fast, man. So, guys, check it out. I got this guy named LB the Slap Fiend representing him. Check out my boy, Capital A. You already know I'm representing Capital A, guys. You guys check that out. Check out everything I got going on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. Check them out, man. Twitter, LinkedIn, check them out, man. Don't stop there. Go elsewhere and look on Google Plus. Let's get my man on the phone. Nick, where you at, Nick?
Sorry, what's going on?
What's up, baby? How you doing, man?
Yeah, everything's awesome, dude. I love the show. Everybody's in Greek today. Great. You know?
Wow.
And I love the part. It's true what you said about before about Live Cypher and help people get found. That was the whole purpose behind it. We'll help people get found, you know, through these tournaments, leaderboards. I mean, we have a whole bunch of new features coming out. You know, definitely check it out. And we're, you know, we're down to help you use your profile and promote yourself any way you want.
Cool, cool. Hey, now, check it out, my brother. Actually, you were called Cypher Connect, correct?
What's that?
It's called Cypher Connect, correct?
No, livecypher.com.
Oh, livecypher.com. Okay. You know what, brother? There's a Cypher Connect out there also, and I was wondering were you connected with them, but evidently you're not because yours is called Live, so Live throws it off a little bit, so... Tell us a little bit about what you do, my brother.
Yeah, well, started about 2 years ago. It's been a process. But basically started the website, livecypher.com. And the point is that you get to have live rap battles, real-time audio and video, anyone around the world with a live audience watching, with people right at the end. You have a profile, wins, losses, draws. We have weekly tournaments with prizes, giveaways. I mean, it's a great platform, and we have a whole bunch of new features that should be launched next week. So definitely go check it out. And if you have any questions, you know, check us out. Email us at shout@livecypher.com. And, you know, but it's been great. We're growing. Check us out on Facebook. We post a lot of information on there. And, I mean, that's end all be all, really, you know. I mean, it's got a lot of potential and growth, but that's, like, the phase right now.
Right, right, right. Hey, man, I've heard of a lot of people doing game shows and stuff like that, but yours sounds so interesting. I mean, not that it's something different, but I hear a lot of people talk about they want to do live cyphers, they want to do rap battles, they want to do contests where people get T-shirts and hats and pencils and crayons and all that kind of stuff. But yours is a little bit interesting because you're not only doing that, but you're giving back to the artists, so... Tell me a little bit about what you're giving back to the artists.
Yeah, well, basically we incorporated this on top of the rap battles is the social network aspect. So you do have a profile, and like I said before, it records your wins, losses, draws. You have your record on there, and you can use that basically to promote yourself, like I said earlier, any way you want. You know, because now it's like, you know, like record companies and stuff can go on the site, and it's not just like, oh, here's a million mixtapes. Not understanding that's a bad idea, but here it's like public's kind of rating you and they get a feel, an easier way to say, oh, I want to talk to that person. So they could reach out, you know, to, you know, rappers, aspiring rappers, and kind of get their attention through the site, you know, and like I said, the audience kind of gives a feel of like, you know, maybe there's something here.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, let me see my guys out there. Harold, where you at, Harold?
Hey, man, I'm right here, man.
Hey, Harold, are you interested in this site, man? The
Cypher Connect? I wanted to know, man. I mean, I know that my manager has some guys, man, who would definitely be interested, man. Is there any fee or anything for this?
Nope, that's the best part. It's completely free. And then you can even make money because the tournaments we're doing, usually a cash value plus like a prize, like the limited distance T-shirt. So it's completely free to use, and you can, you know, get yourself out there.
Oh, man, nice, man. Hey, where are you based at, man?
I'm from New Jersey.
Nice, man. I got an artist out that way, man, that my manager's working with. His name is Verse, and his band's called The Odds, man. Have you ever heard of them?
I don't think so. What part, man? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to let him know about your thing you got going on, man. Also, we have a lot of different bands, man, out that way, man, so definitely interesting, man.
Like, that'd be great. Yes, definitely. Tell them to reach out to me, whatever questions you have, you know. Hopefully I'll be able to come on, you know, like you said, weekly and talk about, like, the King Cypher. That's another big thing to help out the promotion, you know, who won, and that.
Well, me and Caesar, man, we're definitely your connect, man, and my management, man, DC Productions, man, we definitely like to work with you, man. So if you can do us like a 30 or 45-second commercial, man, we'll put you on our radio station.
All you got to do is get us a T-shirt. Hey, Harold, check it out, brother. I already got the commercial, man. You know I'm on top of it, man. Come on, dude.
Nice, man. But did you hear? Hey, man, did you hear what I said to him, man, for a T-shirt, man? I just want a T-shirt.
Yeah, you guys got to go out. The limited edition. I'm going to post some pictures on my Facebook page, but that's it. Come out, you know?
Yeah, man, and if you got any rolling papers or anything, I mean, or anything else you can send me, man, just, you know, send it to my brother, Gerald. Don't put my name on the package, man. Put my brother, Gerald.
Nice to get a nice little gift back, basket together?
That's right, man.
Wow. Hey, hold on, guys. I see somebody peeping in real quick at 702. That's Las Vegas. Hi, Stacy, Darlene.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Stacy, guess who I just interviewed?
You just interviewed the boy Blessed, and you know how I know? Because I was listening in.
I already knew that. I figured you'd listen in.
Yeah, I heard the whole thing. He's an incredible artist, isn't he? He really is.
Yeah, I was just wondering, how come she comes on the show and she doesn't say, "Hi, Harold, how are you?"
I just said hi, but hi, Harold. How you doing?
Wow, well, man, sounds like you might have been shopping too much.
Hey, she ain't gonna buy nothing but like 200 pairs of shoes.
Yes. I know, man. She's got like a foot fetish with all these boots, man.
I love shoes. I love shoes.
I don't know.
Well, hey, check it out. Hey, Stacy Darlene, I got my man Nick Gonzalo on the phone, man. We've been talking to him for the past, really he just came on the phone. I've been talking to him for the second half of the show. And we had another artist named Dalo Small was on here. But don't worry, he's coming back, so we're not going to worry about him. But anyway, Stacy Darlene, if you'd like to talk to my man, Nick Gonzalo, then go right ahead.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Very, very excited to be on the air, you know.
Oh, good. Is this the first time you've done a radio show?
Yes, the first time.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice. Listen, how if somebody explain a little bit more in depth exactly what it is that you do on with your it's a website that you have there, right?
Yes.
Okay, can you explain to me a little bit more? I apologize, but if you could I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Just said earlier, basically it's the main point of the site is you can have live rap battle freestyles in real time audio or video anyone around the world, and you have a live audience watching in real time. And you know, it's in battle form. You can even you have the option to select one of five instrumentals. You can select one, two, or three rounds, and then you can start the battle. You know, and at the end, everybody votes. And you have like we talk about promotion. You have a profile that keeps track of wins, losses, and draws, as well as you know like people you're following and so on. And we have a lot of new features coming out next week. They should be live, so definitely check it out.
So the artists can, like, create their own little platform, right? Like, their own little competitions?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. They can do, you can set up a battle with your friends. You can set up a battle by yourself. Like, I mean, like a practice your flow. And you can even go with a random opponent, however you want to do it. And then, yeah, your profile has all your records, so you can use that for your own promotion.
Do you think something like that can be set up to make it like a major type of, well, not necessarily major, but like a competition like where cash or something can be involved to get more people over, you know, to the site and so forth?
Yeah, well, that's what we do. Every week we distribute two prizes between $50 and $100. And we have, like I said, we have a lot of new features launching next week. Probably get both a beta tournament, but the week after that, we want to throw a major tournament, you know, more prizes, you know, a live site for a limited edition T-shirt we just made, kind of hype it up. But that's, you know, the point is it's free to enter, but you have a chance of winning a prize if you, you know, compete. And on top of that, if you're an aspiring artist, you have a platform to get found, or you just want to have fun, you know, you can get to both worlds, however you want to do it. Or if you just like rap, you can just watch, you know, and rate and, you know, find new talent and find new people to listen to.
Oh wow! So it's like the YouTube of the rap industry, I guess, only with competitions, huh?
Exactly.
Hey, Stacy. I guess the good part is, Stacy.
Huh?
I said, guess what the good part of it is? Guess what the
good
part is?
What's the good part of it, Susan? Tell me what the good part is.
The good part is he needs our help. So we get to help him out to get the show on the road, man. Me and you at D.C. And all these other people listening here in radio land, you guys get to call in and see what you got, guys. Come on now. Let's get my man on. Show him that everybody out there that works with DJ Black Caesar, you guys are very professional. And we want to help my man get off to a good start now. He's asked us for our help. So we want to show him that we support all artists, not just for money, but we will support you for something else like a T-shirt or a donut. Well, Harold will support you for brownies, and Stacy will too.
So listen, so I have a question. So on your platform that you have there when you do the competitions, you have it broken down. So, I mean, people don't need to be intimidated if maybe they don't necessarily have the skills of somebody more advanced. Do you have it broken down like beginning, you know, or newbie competition to advanced competitions, or is it just all under one?
Well, currently we have the way, you know, you get to select your own battle, or you can battle a friend, which next week when we launch, we're going to have a lot more features in depth of that, how it works. But however, for the battles, you can like, well, based off of the stats, really, you know, at the beginning, there's no way to say, I want to join an easy battle. However, based off like the stats of the people, like you can see, okay, that guy's been in 30 battles. He won 5. Maybe he's more mine first. If someone has 25, you know, wins out of 30, you might want to not battle them. But that's why you get the option to choose an opponent or battle someone randomly if you want.
And then kind of just scroll through, kind of like a video game. Kind of scroll through and see who it is you want to play and go forward with it. That's pretty awesome. How do people find you?
You kind of not get out of the game per se, but it's more like if it's a contest type. You still, you know, you
right.
still, you know, if you like I said, if you want to be an aspiring rapper and I want to get found or even practice, you can go. If you want to do it for fun, you can go. So you kind of get the best of both.
Right. The best of both worlds on that. Especially, I guess, you know, with people like C's and Adrian and so forth, they would be able to, you know, get their artists and so forth out there. But my question is, where would people find you? Like, how would we? I think it's awesome. It's something that I think would help a lot of people starting up. C's, what do you think? A lot of people get going ahead and competing and you know, maybe flexing a little bit of their skills out there.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, like, you know, like I said, you have the free profile, so you want to perform, and you can use that to, like, you know, share with friends. I'll let you know one little thing that's launching with our new site is that we're going to have a post to Facebook as well, so people can see, like, you know, you're going to be in this battle right now, or you're in this tournament. So, like, you know, you can news feed, people can go watch you, and you know, and they could share it as well. So it's kind of like a way for them to spread to their friends. Check this out really easily, you know, through the site and also through Facebook to help, like, you know, get more viewers in each battle.
That's pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool. Where can we find you? Like, I've never heard of this.
Well, you go to LiveCypher, LiveCypher.com. We're on there right now. Except we have a whole, like, revamp kind of coming. Well, it's coming next week. So we'll have the new site up for everything. And also you can check us out on our Facebook page.
On your Facebook page? Now, is there a charge to compete? If I were to just go, and is there a fee for me to watch or compete? Or, you know, what's your sign-up process?
Completely free.
No, nice.
It's completely free. You can rap for free and just tournament for free. So.
Hey, man, I see a lot of money, man, right here, man.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean,
I tell you what, I know my guys would like to invest.
Yeah. Exactly. Like you said, definitely come check us out. You know, we got a whole bunch of, these features following, more surprises coming. You know, we're really in like a full throttle right now, and really trying to put out a lot of great technology people to use.
How long
is
it in? Go ahead.
Hey, Nick.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when you get a chance, why don't you send me everything you got going on right now? Send it to me in an email. Send it to me on Facebook in the chat box. That'll be fine. And then I can help you out and get this stuff out there so everybody knows what's going on, and we can go ahead and promote it like that. I want to help out, man. I want to help out, and I want to see what kind of bread, because I see a lot of bread in this also. But Harold can smell money, man. Harold can smell money. He can smell brownies.
Man, hey, Caesar, man, I see a lot of brownies being made off this guy, man.
I got you, Harold. I got you, man. Hey, you know what? Hey, send me over everything, Nick. Maybe in a text, a blast. Send it to me on Facebook if you want, in my chat box, and then we can I can come up with something how we're gonna compare it and put it out there for the rest of the world and know what's going on, and then we can go ahead and start it.
All right, that'd be wonderful. Definitely send it over to you. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, Stacey. Go ahead, Stacey. I'm sorry.
You're good, Steve. So, how long have you been around?
Well, the idea originated from 2010, but it was kind of like a process, you know, raising the money, getting a team to help out. So it was kind of like at the beginning, it was kind of like, you know, hard road. So we didn't have like, you know, not the funds to build a site like that, and we didn't have like all like the people. But along the road, met friends along the way. People gave us money, and recently, in about August, made a great partnership with this company called Majestic Apps. They're based in New York City. They do awesome like websites and apps. And they like, you know, I mean, you could be a witness yourself when you see the new site come out. Like, they really made it beautiful. Through. Like, they really helped me out a lot. And, you know, they made it work for me to get the site to where it is now. So,
have you thought about something like a Kickstarter or something like that?
I never did a Kickstarter. We raised money through like friends, family, other people say, oh, I want to invest a little bit. But we actually are speaking to a few people now, a few investors now, through raising capital. And I saw some percent, you know, to get some stuff going and push some of the new features, like, in the future that we want to get done. But like I said, we got lucky, and there was a great connection with Majestic. That they really, like, you know, helped me build it and made it reasonable and made it, like, so I can get what I wanted out there.
Nice. Okay, so I have a question for you.
Yep.
What were you doing? Just sitting around saying, hey, we need to, I want a battle site? Like, what made you come up with this brilliant idea?
Well, honestly, it's kind of like, well, it's like a story, but like, it all originated, like, I always had a passion for websites. Like, I had my first one, TubeVet, in 2009, and I've always, like, you know, started getting involved little by little, learning about coding a little bit, marketing, and kind of built for the process. But people used to always, like, come to me and pitch ideas because I like rap, so it's, like, this is why it's my baby, this website. But also people have, like, website and app ideas. I used to, like, help them, like, you know, write a business plan and try to bring you to the next level and try to, you know, get your idea out there. And just sitting around with, like, two friends, you know, like, it was, like, February, March 2010, and we were talking about, like, ideas, and just, like, the rap battle thing, and we all started going on and adding, like, oh, yeah, what about this and that and that? And it's kind of just an idea. Then a few days later, I went back to it, and we're like, you know, that'd be awesome. It'd be so cool. We can use this. And that basically sparked it, and, you know, and then the whole process till now.
Wow. Do you perform?
I mean, I go on there occasionally. You know, I'm trying to prove my skills, so I kind of like, you know, I can do the battle my friend thing. Nothing against the public, but, you know, I feel like
let's hear your skill section, man. You know, prime time, babe. Let's see what you got.
Me, right now?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
You're on the show.
I don't know. I'm on the spot. How much? I mean, like I said, I'm still in, like, the learning kind of deal. And that's why I do it. That's why I put that option in there.
Hey, you know what?
Check it out.
I got a caller that's been holding on for a while. I'm going to take that caller. 646, your mic is open. You can go ahead and talk now or forever hold your peace. 646.
Funky. You cannot hold up. You're doing something. Come on, I need you to go. Watch it.
646. 410.
I know, but she's
I think they're going to forever hold their peace, Jesus.
Hey, man. Hey, that's one of my fans, man. I'm sorry, Caesar. They're calling for me, man.
Oh, yeah? Okay, okay. Well, when your fans call in, tell them to say something on the phone other than talking to the other people.
Yeah, okay. Man, she was all talking right. about all her child support, man. I don't know what's going on.
Harold, you have kids.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You got a child, Harold?
Yeah, my pet turtle.
What? Okay, 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 okay.
Wow, oh, man, what's so funny, man?
Hey, family show, family show. keep it nice now. Okay, I got another caller. 773-807. Your mic is open.
Hi, DJ Black Caesar.
Hey, what's up, Cena Love?
Hi, Stacy.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey,
what? Hi,
Harold. Hey, it's not my parents on the phone. Right, let me ever say hi, Harold. I'm Rash. Hi, man.
I
think
that's the last.
Absolutely. Okay, you know what? I'm sorry, Cena. I don't mean to interrupt, but you've got something phenomenal coming up, don't you, Cena?
Yes, I do.
What you got?
Well, my single goes global tonight, actually at 12 o'clock, worldwide.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Thank you. God is
good. Deserve it. You worked very hard. He sure is.
Thank
you worked real hard for that.
Hey, Cena.
Yes.
Why don't you tell her something else, too, because you got some other stuff going on with me, so you want to tell her about it, or you want me to tell her?
I want you. You do it so well, honey. You do it.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Stacy, I got my girl, Cena Love, hooked up with my guy from across seas. He has her doing some songs for this Indian cat over in India, and she's going to get paid off that. We're going to make some money off that. We are. Me and Cena. And also,
he
I just hooked up today with the same character, and she just approved that beat that she's going to be doing a song to, and her and this character I'm talking about, they're going to make some money off the royalties, so that's pretty good also.
Yeah.
Wow, Cena, that is awesome, girl. That is awesome.
It really is.
You deserve it. You really do.
Oh.
You deserve it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, I got some great news too, man.
What you got here?
What,
I want to hear.
Me and Floyd are going to be doing a CD together. How do you like me now?
Oh, I wasn't done.
Yeah. Everybody's teaming up, but nobody wants to party with Harold, man. Yeah, hey.
Oh,
me and Floyd are going to get it now, man.
No. Nothing like that. Nothing. But I
shout out to Floyd. Shout out to Floyd, man. Floyd's my man.
Oh,
shout out
love
Floyd.
Me anymore.
Nope. I'm not upset with you.
Nothing but his brownies. All he loves is brownies. He doesn't love people. Oh. He loves his brownies.
Well, I like brownies, too. I love chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
No. No, not those kind of brownies. He likes brownies.
We love special brownies.
I know what kind of brownies they are. I want some of those brownies, please.
You didn't mention me first. You should have came on the show and said, hey, how are you
That's
doing?
Not fair. Caesar got mad at me last time because I didn't say his name first, and I called him
his
name first, and then you got mad at me.
Stacy's in trouble also because she didn't even give me a shout-out.
Oh,
Wow.
Shout out to Harold.
Hey, guys, check it out.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead. What you guys been seeing?
Well, I want the site to the battle site info.
Oh, we were just talking about that.
Exactly.
Give her the website.
Is he on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you.
Great. Wow. But yeah, check it out. It's on a Live Cypher, LiveCypher.com.
Awesome.
So check it out now. And like I said, we have a whole new features going to be out next week, so definitely have to come back for that. It's going to be a whole, like, you know, new edition and really put the site to the next level.
That's really cool. That's so awesome.
Sina, are you going to battle?
No, I'm not really into that kind of stuff. I'm too shy for that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's really hot, though. If you take a look at it, I just pulled it up. Even the front page, you know, and it's got a little, I just like the creativity that you have.
Hey,
when it comes to that.
Hey, Stacey, how about send it to me on Facebook?
Yeah, I can do that, no doubt. I'll send it right now. I will send it right now. Hey, so everybody out there knows, Sina is going to be in A&R Review Magazine Urban Edition January. We had an amazing interview. I loved it. A phenomenal woman, I must say so myself.
Thank you.
And we are going to interview her husband, Mr. Floyd Miller. He's going to be interviewed tomorrow, actually. I'll be meeting with him tomorrow. And he's going to be in a February issue, Caesar. Harold, we got some good stuff going on.
Ooh, cool, cool.
Really,
Brother
really Fly good stuff.
Brother Fly is on the radio. I'm saying, hey,
oh,
hey, everybody.
I was just about to ask, where's Floyd at? Where's Floyd at?
I'm back here in the back room with my daughter, helping her with the homework, doing that father thing.
I hear you, Dad.
That's
I
good.
Hear you, man.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yes, yes. But hey, everybody.
I'm looking forward to meeting with you tomorrow.
I'm definitely looking
forward to it. To it tomorrow.
Yes, me too.
Hey,
yeah.
Floyd. Hey,
yeah.
Check it out, Floyd. For my listeners that haven't been listening to the show, can you tell them who you are and what group you sing with?
I'm Floyd Miller, aka Brother Slide of the group Slave. For all you fans out there that remember the group, what's happening? How y'all doing? I'm out here with DJ Black Caesar and friends on the DJ Caesar show. So hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey.
All new DJ Black Caesar friends show. That's what's up, man. We appreciate that shout out, brother.
Yeah. Hey, yep. Shout out to Harold. Shout out to Harold. Everybody, Stacy. We love you all, man. We really do, man.
Yes, sir. And we love you too, brother.
Okay.
We love you
too.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you and Sina for stopping through tonight. Man, these guys stop through all the time, guys. We got some major celebrities that come through here. Sina and Mr. Miller, they come through here like every other Wednesday to stop by to say hello and let us know what they got going on. So, you know, these guys really support us, and we support them. So you guys need to do the same.
Thanks
a lot, Mr. Miller. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, not a problem, man. Anytime. We'll see you guys later.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right.
Stacy. Okay, thanks, Stacy. I got the Cypher site, Live Cypher Connect.
It's cool if you pull it up. It's really just, like, if you pull it up, I really like the graphics on the front page of it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right
now.
Yeah, good graphics.
Yeah.
Good graphics, most definitely good graphics. Zero battles going down. The features are coming soon. So they got. Oh, I have been on here before. Okay, I've been on here before. Okay, I got you.
How often is there a battle going on?
Well, I mean, you can do a battle whenever you want. But the big thing was the tournaments. So kind of what happened was last, like, 2-3 weeks, we kind of, you know, been a little down low, but focusing strictly on, like, basically putting out, like, the best platform we could. So we kind of, like, you know, put all our time into getting the right site, because the tournament feature especially took a little while to figure out. But, once we do our marketing thing, we should have daily battles. But I'm telling you, the big thing comes out at the tournaments weekly, because, you know, that's when you get a big crowd there. But like I said, during the week, you can go on, battle whenever you want, and Yeah, and we do a big marketing campaign as well, so should hopefully have a lot more, you know, a broader range of users on there.
Nice.
Cool. I'm digging it, man. Yeah. I'm digging it. I just got signed up. Click in with your Facebook. Facebook will get you signed up. DJ Black Caesar, there it is right there.
Caesar, come on. You freestyle? Do you freestyle, Caesar?
Not really. I mean, I do everything but that. I lead up to the real champions, which I have two vets over here right now.
I was going to say, when I interviewed them, I remember one of them telling me that he has not lost a battle yet, and I would love to see him on that.
Cole Corey has never lost a battle yet, but I know some other guys haven't lost battles yet either that I deal with. These guys right here are what you call true professionals to the game. They're like true vets to the game. I know at least 10 of them right now that I deal with, and these guys are truly professional, and my brother is one of them, so these guys are really on top. Yeah, he was not bullcrapping you or telling you just, you know, some guys just tell you, hey, you know what, I'm the champ. I've been a champ for about 10 or 20 years. Well, he actually has been a champ for about 10 or 20 years. I don't know anybody that's touched around here. But there are some people that can, I would say, just as good as he is, and those people are not my brothers. They're just friends, and they got some great music. So I will be telling them about this site right here. I will be giving them this URL to the site right here, and I will be promoting this site right here. And we're going to help my man out. We're going to help Nick get it together, man, because, Nick, I'm looking at it, and it says you guys have zero battles right now. So I'm looking for a real battle to get that going, and I might be the guy to get the battle going. What do you think about that?
You're awesome.
Cool.
Everybody go on to battle out and wait till you see you next week with the new features. It's more social network and feature pack sites. It'd be awesome. But going back to those 10 people you said, why don't we put those 10 people in their own tournament and let the public decide who the best is, you know?
You're right. Absolutely. That's
exactly what I'm going to do, man.
That's a nice tournament.
Now, okay, check it out. I see Throwdown. What does Throwdown mean? You go to Throwdown, then it has some track singles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to the side, and then it says select track. Oh, so you play music with the you can play your own music with the what you got going on with the rounds?
Well, yeah, it's all built in. You have all the tracks to choose from too.
Oh wow! So it gives you the different tracks that you could. That's hot.
Exactly, and that's one of the features we're gonna have. Like we're gonna upload more, so we're going to start probably 10 a day and probably change them like the other couple days to do 10 beats.
Wow. I'm digging the site already, man. That's some great stuff. So they got select tracks. You get 6 tracks to select. Well, you get 5 tracks to select. Then it has round 1, round 2, round 3. Then it has private. You go into a private battle, or you can stay publicly. You listen to your headphones and your computer. Volume's at 50%. Create battle. You can create your own battle.
They have a practice game section, Cease. If you look up their practice, your flow, they have a section where, you know, you can select your tracks, and actually do some practicing on it, too. I mean, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. In fact, wait a minute.
I got a question for my man.
When
you says I'm ready, lead battle, is that a camera right there? Do you need a camera for this?
Well, the whole point is you wanted to bring that live, live view to hold, like you're watching the battle. However, you can just do audio, but I guess it's more for like the viewers to watch. They want to see something, you know.
Right.
So
I would advise
using a camera on it.
Right. So this is pretty nice, man. I mean, I've heard of these before, but this is the first time I actually seen one. It's really this good, man. So you guys have went the extra mile for it. This stuff costs you guys some little bit of money to do this stuff, man. So you're gonna put this out there for free?
Yeah, we're putting it out there for free now.
Wow. Hey, well, check it out, my brother. When you start paying the artists, when you start doing stuff like that, let me know because I would like to get in there, and I might even start rapping again.
All right, definitely. Definitely, let you know.
Yeah, yeah, I might start rapping again, man. Okay, you got a guy that's on the front page. You got like 4,658 people already been here from Facebook, Twitter, you name it. They've been here. I see a couple people I know right now that have been here. Didn't even know they've been here, but I see a couple guys that I know from Facebook that's on here. And you got a share button also. So you can share what you got going on the site right to Facebook. Can you share Twitter? Because I don't see a Twitter button.
We have a Twitter. I'll send you the link for that.
Okay, cool. That's great, man. Looks great, looks good. Looks like you're going to make some money here, man. Looks like you're going to give a new avenue to the artist to be able to do some good, something positive, like battling. Battling is positive because you're doing something creative there. I think rapping and all music is just about pretty positive anyway, as long as you're not cursing or doing anything negative and talking about chicks and hoes and all that stuff, killing people and all that stuff. And you're keeping it pretty kosher when you don't talk about that. But hey, you know what, guys? This is the DJ Black Season Friends show, so we have no edited music on here. But I think I'm going to start going to edited music because I've been getting a lot of slack from, like, I'm not going to say who, but I've been getting a lot of slack from certain people, and they're like, dude, the only reason I listen to your show is because you guys got cursing on there, and that's the devil's work. And I'm like, okay, I'm not working for the devil, but okay. But anyway, these people right here, you know, I love them to death. I got to represent them, so I'm thinking about just getting all the music that's sent to me edited or radio versions of the music because I think the cursing, this is a family show, so we really don't need all the cursing, so I think I'm going to go to good, clean edited music for the show. What do you guys think? What do you think about that, Harold?
You know what, Steve? I think Harold might be muted out. Why don't you take a look and see right quick? I'm getting a message.
Okay.
That says he's muted.
Oh, yeah, his phone was dropped. Hold on for a second. Let me get him back on. Yeah, his phone dropped. He's back now. Hey, Harold, what do you think about what I just said, man?
Oh, man, I was just cussing you out, man. Now I'm glad that, you know, you're tuning in. I had a lot of different things I was saying, man.
Hey, Harold, give me a break, man. I was elsewhere. I was on Twitter. Okay, Harold, what did you think about what do you think about cleaning up the show a little bit and making sure that everybody has edited before they come on the show?
Man, I think it would be great, man, because then you're going to be pulling in worldwide listeners, man. I think it's a great idea, man, you know, but,
Harold,
I don't know what Willie's going to be able to do because he can't stop cursing, man.
Yeah. Damn his man.
Okay. Hey, we already got worldwide listeners, Harold, so I don't think that's going to make a difference right there, but it will pull us in a category where we have a little bit more coming in. We're already, like, at 60,000 to 70,000 right now. We have had 100,000 on before, but we're doing good. We're doing good.
Nice,
so,
man. That's incredible, man. Hey, my manager just sent me a text, man. He wants to take some of his money that he has and actually put up against your guys over on your end, Caesar, for a little side bet, man, with this guy Cyber thing, man.
Hey, Harold, you know what, man? I would do that with you because – I like you, man. I would do that, but for the simple reason that your guy is – I'm a betting guy, and I swear to God, you guys wouldn't have a chance against my people because my people –
Oh, wow, man. Put your brownies where your mouth is, man.
Woo!
That's what I want to do.
I think you've been called out, Steve.
Hey, Steve, we got 10 on deck, man. We got 10 artists on deck, man. I think that you guys might sink your ship down there in Mississippi, man.
Harold, I just want to say – when I interviewed these people, they were pretty determined and pretty confident. And to not lose a battle in the entire years he's been performing, you really think that your men can stand up?
No. I'm sorry, ma'am. You got to kind of twist it. He hasn't lost in 10 years, 11 years now. He's been going 11 years. Yeah, 11 years, and we've traveled this whole southern area. We've been everywhere in the South, man. Trust me, everywhere in the South with these rap battles. And I got two more gentlemen that have been like just about. They do it right now, but they haven't been everywhere that we've been. But they're going to places that we haven't been, and they're known right now in these certain places. And these guys, they don't get charged to go into rap battles. They don't, like the $500 you have to put up for some of these shows, they don't have to put up their money, man. Somebody else puts the money up for them. They already got people to put the money up for them.
Nice.
So if Harold wants to go against me with $500, then you know what, Harold? I don't like betting friends, man. I don't do that. That's not something I do. I am a betting man, but I don't bet friends.
Well, let's do this, man. Let's pretend we're not friends for a little while, man, and see where the money goes. Wow,
okay,
man.
Okay. Hey, guys, hold on. Let's play this commercial from Mr. Gonzalez, man. Nick sent me a commercial, and let's check the commercial out and see what it says.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you think you're the best freestyle rapper around, it's time to prove it on LiveCypher.com, the ultimate platform for rap artists. Just log in using a Facebook or Twitter, and there you go. Freestyle rap battle anyone around the country at any given point in time. We also hold weekly tournaments where the audience decides the winner. So if you think you have what it takes, we dare you to log on to LiveCypher.com and throw down. LiveCypher.com. The ultimate battleground for rappers.
Wow. For you guys that are listening to that, that sounds like they're for sure what they want to do. Now, I'm going to play it one more time for you guys in the background. And sitting back there, the little girl and the guy that's sitting back in the back, and you got your tongue all down their throat. I'm going to play it one more time because you weren't paying attention, so this is for you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you think you're the best freestyle rapper around, it's time to prove it on LiveCypher.com, the ultimate platform for rap artists. Just log in using a Facebook or Twitter, and there you go. Freestyle rap battle anyone around the country at any given point in time. We also hold weekly tournaments where the audience decides the winner. So if you think you have what it takes, we dare you to log on to LiveCypher.com and throw down. LiveCypher.com, the ultimate battleground for rappers.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, guys, hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Yo, you need help with your scene cover design? Get Skulldash. You need your flyers looking real fly? Get Skulldash. You need web banners to promote your album or mixtape? Get Skulldash. With Skulldash crafts ranging from logos, business cards, CD covers, flyers, posters, web banners, t-shirt design, and custom artwork. Skulldash Graphics Design, or customized to meet all your graphic design needs. With high quality work and quick turnaround, they have the lowest prices around. You can reach Skulldash Graphics at 562-221-8449, or you can email them at skulldamagegraphics@gmail.com. Get Skulldash with Skulldash Graphics.
Okay, guys, I have a caller at 240-383. You got a comment, caller? Would you like to ask a question?
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, 240, go ahead and speak.
Oh, I know who this is.
Hey, man. It's me, man. I've been on hold for like 2 hours,
Gerald,
man. What's going on?
Gerald, check it out, brother. Here's the deal here, Gerald. We start at 7 o'clock, brother. When you're not here at 7, you basically just, you flunked out. You know, like you go to school, you get a bad grade, that's because you flunked out. You can't come here late, tracking in dirt all over my carpet.
I called it 7:01, man.
Man, you didn't call it at 7:01.
Man, I've been sitting there for like an hour and 43 minutes, man.
Hey, man, did you get the smoke signals I was sending you, Gerald?
Man, I've been on hold, bro.
Hey, man, I sent you smoke signals at 7:05, man.
That's when I was on hold, man. I'm freaking out over here.
Oh, wow.
Gerald,
you know,
we missed you.
Hour, Gerald. Come on, Gerald. You've been on hold for an hour for real.
Man, I've been talking things. I thought y'all could hear me, man.
Oh, no.
Hey, we can't hear you until you push one of your keypads, man. And
we love you, Daryl.
We love y'all too, man. I was trying to see what's up with Live Cypher. I was curious how that works. Like, do you have to talk live, or do you have to type your battle? How does that work?
No,
oh,
man.
Nice.
These guys,
good question.
This guy has it set up for video, man. He has the camera there. He has the tracks to the set. Got five tracks to the set. You choose them. Play whichever one you want to play, and then you give your live performance, man. A live performance in front of your camera on your computer.
I'm pretty sure me and my brother have a guy that would eat anybody y'all want to bring.
Hey, man. Hey, who are you thinking, man? Because I got one, man. I hope you're on the same path as me, man.
You want to say it at the count of three?
Go for it. One. Hold on. I don't. You count, man. I can't remember, man.
All right. One. Wait. There's two. Three. Two.
Three.
One.
No, just do three, man. Three. I'm confused, man.
How are you going to do it?
Wow. Hey, this
three,
is like a,
just,
a man, a red rerun of Cheech and
Let's
Chong,
say
man.
The name. You ready?
LJ.
T. Heist. Oh, man. Hey, man. We're thinking on time, man. Hey, Caesar, get ready for LJ Heist, man.
Yeah, he will eat anybody.
Hey, man. He's the champion here in this area, man, in the region.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, man, he's
out,
dangerous,
man.
If he's the champion, how come either one of you guys never told me about him before?
Oh, man, we never went there, man. We didn't have that discussion, man.
Yeah, you,
hey, now, wait a minute.
Hold on a second. We do have a conversation about good artists, though.
Caesar. I'm going to go right now on Facebook, man, and post his picture on your wall, man. Don't get scared, man.
Hey, don't post his picture. Just post the music to my wall, man. I'd rather have
he's called the Master of Disaster at the Coalition, man.
I got you.
Hey.
I actually have a video, I think, of him battling this dude on the street for like $500, man.
Hey, man, I'm trying to pull it. Also, pull it and post it on Caesar's page, man.
Let me see if I can find it, man. I just don't want to. Maybe we shouldn't post
it
because they're not going to want to bet.
Let's let Stacey talk for a minute because Stacey was trying to get something out.
Oh, it was nothing serious. I just remember on one of the shows that we had a freestyle from our very own characters here on the show. Right? I mean, didn't Gerald freestyle?
Oh, wow.
Didn't he do that?
Oh, Gerald's a beast, man.
Yeah, they really don't want to see me. I retired because people were every time I battle, people would get upset and try to fight me.
Yeah, man. Plus, we had a lawsuit, man. He was killing him, man. He had a murder charge, man.
Hey, guys, check it out. Hey. Oh, wow.
Hey, I represent
Daryl.
Y'all to the fullest.
Nice.
Hey, Daryl, I got something for y'all. This is just us bullcrapping, man. We're just messing around, man. And this is what my man gave us a little something.
Dirty laundry, man. We gon' air him out, though. Yeah. I got a problem with your haters. This issue is major, like Kool-Aid. Not enough sugar, fucking up the flavor. Get bitches that I made, same bitches that hate me. Baby mama drama escalating, son devastated. Can't trust no niggas, even though they say they cool. They plotting on you from the dome, homie, don't play the fool. Selling dope ain't fun no more, nigga, you need to quit it. Cause once you start getting dough, everybody snitching. I never met a real nigga in my lifetime. A lot of niggas claim to be the devil is a lie. A bitch got a motor behind every move she make. Eve did it, bite the fruit, she had sex with Satan. That means she knew the serpent, that means she's at his service. That means pussy is power, that pleasure's pushing perfect. You either feel me or you don't, nigga. Jealousy will either kill me or it won't, nigga. I ain't afraid to die, nah. I ain't afraid to fly, nah. I believe in God, but I ain't sanctified. Dirty laundry, air him out, about to carry him out. Like Jesus out of eye with death and I stare him down. I truly believe God got a place for me. Made in his image, God threw his face on me. Nigga wanna smile on my face in front. getting a bad bitch, beyond average. I know you jealous motherfuckers wanna take me out. Backstabbing bitches always wanna break me down. Baby mama say she got some niggas coming for me. I'm waiting at my front door with the Glock 40. Friend or foe, I don't care, I'ma let it go. Go, friend or foe, you stepping up, nigga, you gotta go. Go.
Hey mama, can you wash my clothes for me?
Check it
out.
Yeah.
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 Hey guys, now let me tell you guys something before you get started. Let me tell you something before you get started. Now check it out, Gerald. Gerald, this is for you, Gerald. This is for you and for Harold. That song right there you guys just heard, that was us just playing a beat, and that's what my brother came up off the dome, and that's what I came up off the dome also. So that was us freestyling for you guys right now. That was a freestyle. And that's on God right there. That's on everything I love right there. That was a freestyle.
Hey, C's, man, I posted the video on your Facebook page, man. Check my man out.
Okay, Gerald, I got you. We got about 8 more minutes for the show.
That's
and
awesome.
I want to get my I'm sorry, Stacy, what's up?
I said, that's awesome. The whole thing was a freestyle? Like, it just hit me. I know I'm a little on the late train, but it just hit me. The whole thing was a freestyle?
That was a freestyle right there. I'm just letting all you people out there in the radio world right now that want a rap battle, that guy right there is the guy you want to talk to. That guy right there is a true vet. He's been doing this for... Okay.
That's the thing. See, that's the thing with me, man. Is a lot of these cats out here talking about freestyle, but they coming with stuff they wrote down and memorized. You know,
That's really not how I grew up.
When I would jump in a cipher and freestyle, man, I was coming off the top of my dome. You know what I mean? I would just go on what somebody was wearing or what they were, something they just spit back at me. I spit it right back out and flip it and twist it and burn them hard.
Right.
You know.
Right. Hey, you know what, guys? Check it out. You guys probably, I know you guys don't know me, so you probably don't know what that song was about. But that was us rapping about our parents, man. My dad's name is Verl, and my mom's name is Ann. And that was us talking about, my dad doesn't like rap music. And he says it's all devil worship in music. He thinks everything that has cursing in it has to be something to represent the devil. So that was us coming off the dome, my brother coming off the dome, by telling everybody. Oh, and also the other stuff you heard about him talking about his little son, he raps about his son and everything he does. So his sons and everything he does. So that was what he was talking about with his son, with his mama's his baby's mama putting him on child support and all that stuff. And then he was talking about my mom, you know, that she likes everything a certain way. And then he says about my dad is just crazy with the religious, man. And we go to church too, man. We take it serious. But my dad is strung out, man. He's like everything. If it doesn't have anything, if you got a four letter word in it, which I don't like four letter words either. But my dad takes this.
I like four letter words. Love is a four letter word, man.
What's your four letter word?
Love, man. Love is a four letter word, man.
Okay. I got you. Well, anyway, my dad...
Hey, I like a four-letter word, man, also.
What's that, Harold?
Hi.
Hi's got two letters, man. That's H-I, man. That's two letters.
No, hey, I know what Harold's talking about.
Well?
He's right. It's got four letters in it, man.
Hey, but, you know, hey, geez, man, you want to know what my favorite four-letter word is for real?
What's that?
Stacy.
Aw, but that's five letters. That's okay, though. That's okay.
Hey, man.
Hey, you know you can't count.
S-C-A-C-Y.
I still love Gerald.
Gerald's all right. He's trash. Hey, Jazz, we got about four minutes and counting. And I want my man Nick to come forward and tell everybody the social networks he has right now so you guys can find him. And you guys will be able to find his website he's talking about with me, because I'm going to start promoting that for him next week. So you guys want to know the website right now, I'll put it up there right now so you guys can see it on Facebook. But anybody wants to get up on my man, Nick, can you tell them how to get in touch with you?
Yeah, well, on the site, there's a contact on the bottom if you want. It's shout@livecypher.com, really easy. Email us whenever. I'm always, you know, I'm a little geek in disguise. I'm kidding. But I have my phone, so I'll answer it, whatever you guys questions. Also, reach out to us on Facebook, you know, Twitter, and we'll get back to you. Any questions or anything you want, you know?
Cool.
Nick, I have a question. Is there like a grand prize for like somebody who, you know, defeats everybody on the battle?
Yeah, the tournaments, usually we do between $50 and $100 plus a little prize, like a T-shirt. But since due to our new features and all, that was preliminary, we're going to have some bigger battles coming up with, they'll try to change it up, different prizes and cash values, you know, like, so it's not the same thing every week, so it makes you want to come back, you know, and you have something new to battle for. Even though, you know, I'm never going to take the money, though, but, you know,
yeah,
to make it a little interesting.
I think I'm going to have to dust off my mic, man, and get back in the game so I can show y'all how it's done, man.
Yeah, man, I think you should go against Caesar, man, and we'll stick our pit bull LJ on his brother.
Yeah, man, I think that's how it should go down, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Hey, if it really wants to go, man, I'll go against Stacy.
Oh, you.
Leave
Stacy
out of this, man. Leave her out of this, bro.
They say, no.
I'll vote. Yeah, no.
Hey, Harold, man, leave her alone, man. Leave her alone.
Aw, oh, Gerald. Well, so we didn't get a chance to get to Dilo. What happened to him?
Yeah,
Dylan.
David Chappelle. Hey, check it out, guys. my guy, Nick, man. Nick, it was wonderful having you on the show, man.
Yes,
I'm
indeed.
Hey, are you one of my friends on Facebook?
Yeah, we are. We're Facebook friends.
Oh, okay, yeah, we are friends now.
Yeah. But thanks to all you. Like, honestly, it was great. I'm definitely, I want to come back every week if I can. This is a great show, and
thanks
again
for having me.
Hey, Nick. I just wanted to say thank you, man, for being on the show, man. We charge you $2.99 per minute, man, and we've had you on for 2 hours.
Uh-oh, I'm a lot of trouble.
Hey, Red Stew, man, pay me.
Red Stew?
Hey, get your own slogan up, Harold.
Yeah, exactly. You
okay,
got
about 90 seconds to go. The show is wonderful. Nick, you were wonderful. Nick, I salute you, man. You're on top of it, man. Hopefully the show is going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Just let you know, my brother in crime, we're going to get with you and help you out a little bit. And you can help us out also.
Definitely.
Great idea, Nick. You know what? You remind me of one of my partners already over in the U.K. You sound like you're going to act.
Nick, can you finish the show with the freestyle, man?
Across state?
Are you not from the United States? Are you from the U.K.?
No, I'm from the United States.
Okay. You got an accent.
Yeah.
What state are you from, man?
Jersey.
Jersey, bro.
Yeah, I'm Jersey.
Hey, I'm from Wheaton, man. I'm from the state of Wheaton.
I go to Jersey all the time, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I go up there. Cool,
hit me up next time you're around.
I'm going up there to Caesars and Bally's, man.
Cool.
Can you do a freestyle for us?
Really, what's a freestyle? I mean, I don't know. Put me on the spot. Why don't we Song Butter Battle on the site?
That's what freestyle is, man.
Gerald is ready.
I mean, just throw one down. Do a freestyle about the show tonight, bro.
It's going down.
Are you gonna battle me? Are you gonna go first?
No, we don't have to battle, man. I just wanted to, you know, see you throw a little something out there, man. Just for fun,
Gerald, man. Gerald, why don't you just give Caesar a little taste of what you got, man?
Yeah, Gerald, come on.
Yeah.
I think we should save it till there's money on the table, man. You start doing that now, they're not going to want to bet, man.
he might have
number seven heart attack.
Do that, man.
Wow.
Yeah, when there's money on the table, I'll bring it out.
I want to thank everybody for being on the DJ Black Seas and Friends show tonight. It was wonderful. You guys were awesome. The show is over. So you guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Wednesday at the same time at 7 o'clock Central. And we'll see if my man's show is going on. And he'll be back here and let us know what's going on with the show. So thanks a lot, Nick, and we will talk to you later, my friend. And the boy Bless will be on the show tonight. Thank you, man. And I'm going to salute both of you gentlemen in just a minute. So give me a little time. I'll meet you guys.
You want me to end the show with a little freestyle, man?
Yeah, end the show with a little freestyle, Harold. I mean, Gerald.
All right, let me kick it off, man. All right, man. The show is over. So I'm brushed the dirt off my shoulders. Weighs heavy like a boulder. I fold her. Carry my rhymes around in a folder. Said it twice because I'm too nice. Want to rewind it and listen to it. Everything I spit straight fluid. That means it flows. That's how it goes from the big time to the small shows. I'm the dude in the hood coming through representing. Everybody else is hesitating because they don't want to step in because they know my skills is like that. And if you don't believe me, ask my brother because he's my hype cat.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah. Hey! Gonna bring a lot more in the battle.
Hey, man, that was just a quick stuff, man. Also, if we battle, I'm gonna have to change my voice up a little bit, man.
I got you, Gerald. I got you, man. You guys are great.
It's kind of hard to battle. It's kind of hard to battle, you know.
Yeah. I believe you, brother.
It's a hippie voice, man. It's hard to battle with the hippie voice on, bro.
I got you. Hey, guys, check it out. Next week, we'll be back right here, and I'll tell you who's going to be on the show. Well, I'll tell you next week. You guys better tune in. Check it out. DJ Black and Friends Show. Come back next week.